It's time to chat politics with multi-party co-leader Marama Fox.
Yes, this week with Marama Fox, we discuss livability issues, including how the Māori Party would solve the housing crisis and the argument for a living wage. But I started talking about homelessness.
There's actually a couple of things we could do straight away that would make a real huge difference to those people who struggle and turn up at Wynns and are turned away or put in a hotel. So Puri Moana Dennis at Te Puia Marae, who's been taking in the homeless now for 2 years in a row, he will tell you that finding the house for our whānau was not the difficult thing. Wrapping support around them for the underlying issues of why they were homeless in the first place is the ongoing support that some whānau will need to make sure they get established, that they have the right financial management support and plan behind them, that they have enough kai so they don't fall back on hard times too quickly and back out onto the street. So he takes in whānau who have spent the last 3 months in a hotel room because Wynns and Housing New Zealand, one, don't talk to each other, and two, treat them with utter disregard as if nothing they do matters. And they rake up a $10,000 bill, finally can't bear to be in any more debt and leave. Sleep in their car for a few nights before they realise they can go to Te Puia. When they get there, they are housed in wonderful little temporary accommodation. They're looked after, they're nursed and healed with the whānau, and within a week and a half, at max, Huri Moana says, they find them a home that they can go into, which is either social housing or state housing rental accommodation that they can afford, and then they continue to support them for the ongoing months through whānau water providers so that they can make sure that they are well established. Now, if it can take them 1 week and a half to find these whānau a home, why the heck are we having such a hard job with Wynns and Housing New Zealand? So here's the second thing you have to do. Those two offices need to come back together and form one office where their sole responsibility is to support whānau, not to penalise them. And if that was the case, they wouldn't have this miscommunication between those two offices and the arbitrary blinking bureaucratic mess that it takes to get people onto a list or into the system. It is just simply ridiculous. So there's the first thing. The second thing, though, overall in this country, we need to build more houses. We need to build clean, energy-efficient homes that are a sustainable environmental product. Now, they cost a lot of money to build, but if you build them at scale, you can bring that cost down to about $1,000 a square metre. And I know this because I've been to every housing development in the country, and I've talked to every prefabricated just about, not every, but a lot of prefabricated building suppliers, and this can be done.
And what will it cost people then? What is affordable housing in your opinion?
Oh, but here is the point. The affordability comes from the infrastructure. So in Auckland, because there's no infrastructure to the green space, and they have to put in the power and the water and the roads and the lights and the footpaths and stormwater drains and the terraced waterways to ensure that they can have better runoff into the creeks and don't send out polluted, disgusting water into the ocean, that costs about, oh, this is what they do. I'm not sure how much it costs, but this is what they do. They divide the development area by the number of sections that they have for sale, and they include the parks and the community centre that they build as well, and they still put the price for all those things back on the house sections. They divide the entire cost of that development ready for building onto the sections, and then that's how much a section costs before you even put a house on it, and they tell me that's $500,000 on average by the time they divide up those costs. And then they put a house on it. So therein lies our problem. Our government, with private-public partnerships, because there are a lot of private companies who are willing and ready to help get this infrastructure in the ground quickly, need to invest in that. We need to open up new areas of urban development, but we also need to think about building up as well as building out. So infrastructure is the cost that is driving up the housing market. And then on top of that, the developers can choose to put an affordable S-cone on top of that, which would be, and I've asked them what that looks like, it's a two-bedroom townhouse that is up and down, attached to other townhouses, with a carport, not an internal garage, on it, with low spec inside for the appliances and so on. Now, if that tells me that if you are a Māori or Pacific family with five or more kids, or three or more kids, or four or more kids, you are never getting a house in this city that is affordable, because affordable at that rate is about $450,000 to $550,000, and only because they suck up the costs inside the other homes, and they're only making 10% of the new housing development affordable, which means 100 out of every 1,000 homes. Now, people who buy those affordable homes live on those streets for a couple of years under the criteria the government has set, and then within a couple of years, once they're allowed to sell it, they immediately turn that $550,000 home around and sell it for $1 million, despite its low spec and two-bedroom townhouse size. Now, that is the problem. That is the problem. And the only people building affordable homes in the entire Auckland region are Māori and iwi developers who simply want to build homes for their whānau and get them between the $350,000 to $450,000 mark. The only other place you can buy your home at cost is if you buy your own state house. So, I mean, the issues in Auckland are huge. Never mind around the rest of the country, where now the bow wave of homelessness has come down to Tauranga, Rotorua, Hamilton, Hawke's Bay, are the worst hit places, and we simply have to start building houses back on the empty sections that have been left from the state house removals of those houses that were pulled down from after the earthquake, and we need to do it fast. We need to do it now, and any social housing providers need to add to the stock, not buy from current state stock.
All right, and let's talk about wages, because that's also obviously tied into this issue of housing and homelessness. You're in support of the living wage, but I mean, given that neither National nor Labor will commit to anything more than a boost to the minimum wage,
$16.50.
Mm. I mean, doesn't this put you in the fringes, kind of with Top in their universal basic income?
Oh, it does put us in the fringes with Top. In fact, we've been talking to Top for quite some time about adopting some or many of their policies. But obviously, we'd like to be able to have the opportunity to craft them with a Māori focus as well. So, yes, that's fringes. But if fringes means paying a living wage, then this country better get up and vote for the fringes. Because if you can't afford to, or if you have to make a choice between buying food or paying rent, and so you decide for your family's sake to buy food and live in your car, then, and you're working with wages, then that is appalling. So the government have been increasing, national government have been increasing wages by 50% on the 1st of January every year. I think it's January. And it goes, so is the next hike is supposed to go up this January, that'll be $16.25. Well, Labor have come in and said, we'll put wages up straight away to $16.50. Well, whoop-de-freaking-do, that's an extra 25 cents, when previously they'd promised an immediate $2 increase to the minimum wage and then build it up slowly to the living wage. Well, I'm just so over these major parties who, when they actually have to govern now, Labor point in question, start to backtrack on all the commitments that they've made that I've listened to them yell about for the last 3 years. We have to pay a living wage, and we're not stupid. We realise that you've got to do that in incremental shifts over time so that we don't force small and medium enterprises into losing their staff. But a short period of time doesn't have to be 5 years, by which time the living costs have gone up again. It needs to happen over a shorter period of time with larger incremental increases year on year until we get there. Once we get there, we need to index the minimum wage to the median wage, and every time that goes up, so should the minimum wage.
All right, and just quickly, we're fast approaching Saturday. Are you still feeling like the kingmakers in all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at the polls. The problem that people are not realising is it's not going to come down to Winston's 10 seats. It's going to come down to a Māori Party 3 or 4 seats with a Hone chucked in there if the North are smart and vote him in. Because Calvin is guaranteed. Don't waste your vote on Calvin again. I mean, he's guaranteed in there. Give the vote to Hone and get two Māori Ngāpuhi warriors on the front benches of Parliament. I think that's an obvious one for me. So it might be our 3 and his 1 or our 4 and his 1, but it's going to come down to a small majority between these two leading parties. If Labor wants to form government with the Greens and New Zealand First, which pushes us to the opposition benches and don't invite us in if that's the outcome, then, you know, I'd be fine with that. But I would tear down all of the promises that they said that they would do, and now that they're there are not, push them along the whole time. The only guaranteed vote that people have is to give their party vote to the Māori Party. A party vote to Top is a waste of time because they're not going to make the 5% threshold. A party vote to United Future is a waste of time. They're not going to make the 5% threshold. And a party vote to David Seymour is a waste of time because ACT are not going to make the 5% threshold, although he could coattail someone in. So possibly,
to be fair, it shows you're not going to make the 5% threshold either.
No, but we're guaranteed going to win a couple of seats at least. So that means we'll get people in no matter what our party vote is if we don't exceed our party vote by our seat. So the more party vote that we can get, the stronger the position is in the middle for the support parties to keep those guys honest.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party. The Wire.